It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, there it is. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, by the way, happy birthday, Kyle. Back
happy
in
birthday.
The studio.
Hey.
And we are live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, fellas, I'm talking to the fellas. You know, the weather's about to change, and I'm going to give you a bit of advice that you need to follow. Don't let your desire to get with that young lady, get you fired. And what I mean by that is, did you see this story that Kyle sent out last night about Real Intan?
Oh, yeah.
Intan?
Mm-hmm.
Where I assume, I don't know this for sure, but he's talking to some young lady, and he's so pressed to try to get with her. She's asking him pointed questions. He didn't even hear. He didn't even understand what he was being asked. And he threw his whole organization under the bus. He works for the Washington Commodores. And he says some really, really colorful stuff that I'm pretty sure this morning.
Oh, he's out.
He's in HR meeting first. Because, you know, you got to follow protocol. I told you. See, you don't know nothing about this HR thing. I know about HR.
That folder for him is going to be pretty darn thick.
That folder is thick. So somebody, he has been called into HR this morning. And they gave him exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So, yeah, he's probably out of a job. All because he was trying to impress some young lady at dinner.
Yeah, it didn't work. Work for him. No, that's good advice there, Hugh. And we got a lot to do today. We're really excited to be here at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant in Marina, Chesapeake City, Maryland. If you're in the area or you got some time this afternoon, come on down, have lunch with us, hang out. We'll be here from 10 to 2 doing the show today. And it is a big one, Hugh, because the NFL season starts.
Oh, it's going down.
Tonight, the Ravens and
yes.
the Chiefs, and of course tomorrow, the Eagles and the Packers. We'll get to a lot of NFL stuff over the course of the day. We'll make our predictions for the season later on, and we'll get to some Philly. Nice win yesterday. They get the sweep in Toronto, and the Phillies keep chopping that magic number down. But here we start the Eagles season tomorrow, and all eyes are on this team. Big expectations, and really, but it comes back to this.
Yes.
No matter what you think of the defense, and we know what you think of defense
it's
these
luxury,
days.
Yeah, not
right,
sense.
That's what you think. And no matter what you think of these coordinators, yeah. and no matter what you think of Nick Sirianni.
He's a great coach.
We'll see. The season comes down to this. How good or great is Jalen Hurts? Because
all day.
In the last few years, we've had different versions of Jalen Hurts here. We really have. We've had, you know, the first-year starter, which was, you know, pretty good, decent. You know, the first year getting his feet wet. They went to the playoffs, but he wasn't anything special. Then 2 years ago, 2022, Jalen Hurts was special. He was an MVP-level player. And then last year, he wasn't that. He started off and he had some good moments early, but it went awry at the end, and he turned the ball over way too much, and he was not one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And now we look forward to this year. And, Hugh, I think today, before we get this season kicked off, we need to do a temperature check as a fan base, a temperature check on WIP, on your feeling on Jalen Hurts
confident.
Right now. Confident? Go ahead. Tell me why.
I'm confident because, listen, like it's funny to me when I look, like, say if I came from outer space and I looked at Jalen's numbers from the time that he got into the NFL mm-hmm. till now, he's progressively gotten better. Now, the caveat that you talk about, like, he's gotten better in every category except for one. Well, two. That's the interceptions and the quarterback rating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, when you look at his quarterback rating compared to the guy that he's going up against, Jordan Love. Jordan Love's probably by what? I'm doing quick math, like 8 or 9 points higher than Jalen.
Yeah, and that's really because the end of the season. He
yes.
took off and Jalen went the wrong
yes.
way.
Yes, and if I came from a planet and you told me in 2020, Jalen threw 6 touchdowns. 2021, threw 16 touchdowns. 2022, threw 22 touchdowns. 2023, threw 23. That to me says that's growth and that's progress. And even I'll go even a step further and talk about the yards that he threw for. First year, he threw for over 1,000 yards. The last year, he threw for 3,858 yards. So that's progression. Even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted to see, and the one thing that we want him to do is stop throwing so many interceptions. So I believe Jalen Hurts is going to get better. You cut down those interceptions, and you take and you put some W's next to those L's, I think he's a much better quarterback, and he will be a much better quarterback.
Well, that's the hope, and that's why the Eagles signed this guy, to be to progress, right? To get, you know, where he was 2 years ago. That shouldn't be where he is forever. He needs to get better, and he needs to get smarter, and all those kind of things when it comes to Jalen Hurts this season. And look, they've put a lot around him. Saquon Barkley is now here. They have great weapons at wide receiver, and they brought in Kellen Moore to help move Jalen forward to the next phase of his career. And you know, I'm about to say something that it hurts me to say.
Well, don't say it.
Well, no, I can't not say it. I can't lie.
Well, don't
because
say
it. Hugh, I was an early, and this is before you got here, I was an early Jalen Hurts guy at WIP. I wanted him on the field when he was young. I was ready to move off the last quarterback. I wanted to see Hurts on the field. I believed in him as a first-year starting quarterback. I thought he could be an MVP candidate in 22. Like, I was early on the, they got something here. This kid could be something. Let's see him play. But, Hugh, I would be lying to you and everybody else if I said I didn't come into the season with skepticism. I'm not saying he can't do it. And
skepticism.
He has done it before, and he's proved doubters wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some skepticism. I need to see him go back to where he was 2 years ago.
Getting his comfort zone.
Because 2 years ago, I thought we were watching one of the best players in the NFL. Not just quarterbacks, just mm-hmm. best players. He was efficient. He was smart. He was dynamic. He did everything you need to do to win football games. And Hugh, I don't know why last year went so bad at the end. Now we have our theories.
Yes.
Part of it might have also been he was banged up, right?
A little banged up.
Can he stay healthy now through a full season? And can he progress? Like, if he stays the 13th best quarterback in the NFL, I'm just throwing a number out there, that's okay. I mean, the Eagles could be competitive. They could probably win the division like that. But are they going to win the Super Bowl with the 13th best quarterback? I probably not. Like, they need him to go back to being, well, bare minimum, one of the 7 to 10 best quarterbacks in football. Hugh, that's where I have the line. Can he go back to doing that? And I'm skeptical. I need to see him do it again. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, as we enter the season, let's do a Jalen Hurts temperature check here in the midday show and on WIP as we enter the season with big expectations, big hope. And the reality is Jalen Hurts last year, Hugh, didn't play as well. That's the thing that we're all trying to figure out. What the Eagles brought in a new coordinator. Why? When you think, like, was last year just a bump in the road, Hugh, in the path of a great career? Was it just, are we going to look back on last year and say, yeah, that was a weird 6 or 7 weeks. Jalen is a great quarterback. Because that's got to be the hope for the Eagles.
That's what I feel. I honestly feel that way because it just feels like I said, I look at these numbers from Jalen. And if you don't give me any background on anything to have no wins or losses, anything like that, that to me looks like progression.
Mm-hmm.
As a young quarterback goes, you know, threw for more yards. The interceptions are a little bit alarming, but that tells me that he's taking more chances throwing the football because he's getting more comfortable being a passer. Now, you talk about everything that we do know, the fact that the last part of this season was tumultuous. There was a lot of innuendo, as I use air quotes, about what was going on in the locker room and everything. So that kind of adds to the context. But if I just take that small sampling size of quarterback play, I feel pretty good about the progression of my young quarterback because he's getting more comfortable throwing from the pocket. He's getting more comfortable taking chances with the football. Now, the one thing that I need him to clean up, if I'm just looking at strictly the numbers, Joe, those interceptions. If you can cut that in half, I'll take that from Jalen Hurts. I'll take that progression over the years that he's had at that position.
Well, I will too. And you're making me feel better too because, you know,
I sat up here and I kind of cut out, you know, the part that would probably make you feel good.
Cut out all that nonsense,
yeah.
Like the turnovers.
Oh, yeah,
and
cut out all that other
the pocket stuff. Presence
yeah.
stuff, all that.
Yeah, all
and,
that.
And you know when I first started to realize that I was skeptical on Jalen? Polygraph day. Because I thought I was a Jalen guy. I thought I was confident in Jalen. And then I went through the polygraph at WIP, and it's like, nah, maybe I'm not as confident as I thought. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, a happy birthday back in the studio.
Happy birthday.
Kyle, where are you, birthday guy, on Jalen Hurts as we start the season here?
So, you know what? I'm tired of being skeptical, guys. I've had this whole offseason worth of skepticism. I'm ready to be confident today. It's football season. And I'm excited about the prospect of what our quarterback's going to be able to do. I mean, Kellen Moore is an actual offensive coordinator. We know what Brian Johnson was last year and how bad the offense looked under him. We know they added Saquon Barkley. All of the weapons that Jalen Hurts has around him, I just think there's no way he doesn't have a big year this year. And the one thing, I totally agree, the turnovers last year totally unacceptable. That can't happen. I don't think it will. I feel like last year was an outlier in terms of Jalen Hurts not being able to protect the football. And turnovers themselves, like as a thing in the NFL, tend to sort of regress back to the mean from season to season. So I think we're going to see a lot less turnovers from Jalen Hurts this year. And just with the amount of weapons we have, the real offensive coordinator on this team, like, there's no excuses. There's no excuses for Jalen, and there's no reason for me not to be confident in this kid.
Well, I agree with you on turnovers. Turnovers can go back and forth. That doesn't just because you throw a certain amount of picks one year. We saw it with Dak last year, right? Dak really cut his turnovers back down and had a good season. And look, the Kellen Moore hire should help Jalen Hurts a lot. He helped Dak Prescott a lot. He's a good offensive coordinator. 215-592-9494. A Jalen Hurts temperature check as we start the season here. Where do you come down on the Eagles franchise quarterback? Are you confident he returns to the form he had 2 years ago? Or do you have skepticism? And it's okay to say it. Like, when a quarterback has a down year, skepticism is part of it. Can he return to form? Is that his form? I mean, we've had 3 different years of Jalen Hurts, and it's been 3 different kinds of seasons. He was probably a below-average starter in 2021 as a first-year quarterback, and that was okay based on where he was. He went over his progression. He was a young quarterback. He was a tremendous player in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, he was not as good last year and probably an average or maybe slightly below-average quarterback last year. Jalen Hurts, confidence or skepticism? What do you enter the season with? 215-592-9494. We are at the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. On the other side, we'll tell you how you could win a $50 gift card to this great restaurant, what we're looking for today. And, of course, today is a special day here on WIP. The morning show started talking about it, and we will as well here on the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Hugh's son, Hugh Thomas Douglas, we're honoring him today. The whole station is from morning to night. HughTDouglas.org is the foundation. It is how you could donate and continue the legacy of a great young man, Hugh Thomas Douglas. We're very happy to be able to do this today and to talk about Hugh and bring awareness to the foundation in his name, HughTDouglas.org, as we honor the memory and the legacy of Hugh Thomas Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn. Your phone calls. No use clues today, though. We're gonna tell you.
Gonna make it a little easy on you.
Yeah, today it's really good. We want people to get revved up here. We're gonna give a gift card away, and we'll tell you more about it on the side, to whoever we think has the best bold Eagles prediction for the season. We'll toss ours out next. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical? Where are you? 215-592-9494 for the midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. Okay.
What are we expecting this year?
No excuses. No excuses out of Jalen Hurts in this offense, because if it struggles or it doesn't kind of execute the way that they should, it's going to fall on Jalen's shoulders without blame anywhere else. This is an offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. That's fantastic. He's at top five offenses. It's going to be a top five offensive line. They got the best wide receiver trio in football. And I would make the argument the best skill group when you add in Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley in football. Everything is in place for Jalen Hurts to have a big time season.
No excuses, says Dan Orlovsky, for Jalen Hurts this season. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Come on down, have lunch with us as we talk Eagles. The start of the season is tomorrow. Actually, starts tonight, the NFL season.
Dang.
We'll do some predictions for the NFL season later in the show there. But Dan Orlovsky, he was saying no excuses for the Eagles' offense.
I mean, none.
I think that's... That's mostly accurate. I mean, the only thing...
Definitely accurate.
Well, I mean, I do think there is a little bit of, we'll see what's going on with the right guard and the new center situation. On the offense.
Even with that, Joe, if the guy that's pulling the trigger looks off or this offense is not clicking, because like I've said, there are ways that you can scheme around a bad guard or bad guard play or bad offensive line play. There are ways you can scheme around that. The biggest thing that would potentially hurt is the running game when you got guys shooting gaps, you know, tackling the running back when he gets the ball and stuff like that. But you can scheme around bad offensive line play. But if Jalen's not hitting the spots with these quick outs and these hot reads and all this other stuff, then, yeah, that's definitely going to fall on his shoulders, because the way that I look at this offense is that there should always be an outlet. There should, like, as a guy that doesn't know what offense they're running, when I look at this skill set, there should never be a time where there isn't an open receiver where Jalen needs to throw the ball to. Never. When you talk about the skill positions that we have, when you tell me Dallas Goedert, Jahan Dotson, skinny Batman, thick Batman, when you tell me you got all these weapons and Saquon Barkley, if you got those five guys and nobody's open, then you have to look at the quarterback.
Well, it all comes back to him. I mean, I agree with you on that. The end of the season, based on where they rank offensively and wins and all that, it will come back to Jalen Hurts. Where do you come down? Get on the record as the season starts. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles quarterback playing at a super high level? 215-592-9494. Hugh is confident. Kyle's tired of being skeptical. And as a Jalen Hurts guy, I don't even know if I can hold that title anymore. If I lost it, I mean, the polygraph came back.
You're having a little crisis.
I am having
before the season starts.
I need Jalen Hurts to go out there and play like he did 2 years ago and make all my skepticism go away here. Confident or skeptical, where are you on the Eagles quarterback? 215-592-9494. All right, we'll take your phone calls here. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn. We'll get to Jaws as well. Jaws says something really interesting about Jalen and what he has to do on the morning show recently. But, Hugh, we have a prize to give away today. We're here at the Chesapeake Inn. We love it here.
Great. Hughes calls?
No, not today.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe,
you
okay.
Know, you all right? Did you have a good one planned? Is that what it was?
I did have one. I had one that was going to make some more people irritated with me today.
Well, you can't do that at the start of the season. You can't make people angry. All right.
Why not? I got to be consistently inconsistent.
Do you want to tell us what it was, or do you want to hold it for another day?
I'll hold it because it might be a good one.
Okay, just back pocket that one. Here's how we're going to give away the prize today. $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. All right, we're looking today for your boldest Eagles prediction. When I say bold, I want bold. Like, if you call in and say the Eagles are going to go 10-7, guys, you're not winning the gift card. That's not bold. That's not bold. That is probably going to happen. 10-7, 11-6. That feels like a range of outcomes for the Eagles. We're looking for a bold Eagles prediction. All right, let's start it off. Let's give everyone a feel for what we're feeling. Hugh, you seem like you had a spicy one.
I got a hot spicy.
All right,
what is
your bold 2024 Eagles prediction?
Bryce Huff, the guy that we don't know whether or not he could play every down.
Well, for the record, Vic Fangio doesn't know if he can
play. Well, yeah, okay, Vic Fangio. The one that we have been speculating for the longest, whether or not he could play every down. You ready for this one, Joe?
I'm ready.
You wanted to go bold.
Bold.
So I'm going big. He is going to break the single-season sack record.
You mean like the Eagles single-season sack?
No, I mean the single Michael Strahan.
The NFL single-season sack record?
The Green Bay Packers.
Holy moly.
The Green Bay Packers Michael Strahan record. He's going to break the single-season sack
record. The one where Brett Favre sat down?
Yes. You're going to break it.
He did sit down, by the way.
You're going to break it. He going to break so the single-season
Bryce Huff's going to have like 22
why
plus
you,
sacks.
Why are you still questioning me about what I just
I
said?
Just
you said
make
hot,
sure
you
I,
said you said hot take. You said flaming
said
hot take.
Tell him,
Hugh.
Okay, that's bold.
No, that's,
it don't get no bolder than that. It don't get no bolder than that.
Did the bar open here yet?
Not yet, but I was kind of wondering, is it too early to be drinking vodka? wait a minute, did I just say that on air?
You did, you did.
Are the bosses listening?
It's
I'm not drinking, by
early.
The way. I'm not drinking.
No, no one thought that, except maybe that prediction is. All right, I mean, I asked for bold.
I'm out the box hot.
You
smoking crack 30, is like a 38 great hot.
All right,
38
I'll,
hot.
I'll go next, and comparatively to Hugh, they're all going to be tame today. I love that prediction, by the way, Hugh. He's your guy. All right, my bold prediction. I'm staying on defense, Hugh. I'm going with one of the young guys.
Okay.
Quinyon Mitchell isn't just going to play and start. Quinyon Mitchell is going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That's not that bold, though, Joe. That's,
well,
that doesn't feel – that feels like that's more
so
feasible.
It's pretty rare corners win the award, though.
Yeah, you're right.
It's more of a pass rusher.
Didn't Sauce – Sauce, didn't he win it?
I think Sauce did win it a couple years ago. But when I think of defensive rookie, I think linebackers and sacks, right?
Yeah.
Like stat-wise.
Yeah, something you could like tangible.
Yeah, I think as a corner, you need to have a lot of interceptions or just be totally dominant. And I haven't heard Vic Fangio be as effusive in praise of anyone this summer as Quinyon. Every time Quinyon comes up, he talks about how much he loves the guy. I'm picking him for the defensive rookie of the year. By the way, you could bet on it, FanDuel 16-1. All right, so we got Bryce Huff breaking the single-season NFL sack record.
Single season.
Boy, Howie Roseman would just be looking like the biggest genius in the NFL.
100%, man.
It'd be unbelievable. So that's Hugh's bold prediction. I'm going Quinyon Mitchell, defensive rookie of the year. Kyle, what do you got for us? Bold Eagles prediction for the season.
So in my head, driving here, I had two at the top of my mind. I'm throwing them both away. This is a Jalen Hurts confidence day. You know how Jalen in training camp broke the record for attempts without an interception?
Of course. It was one of the biggest things in the NFL.
He broke his own record.
That's right.
What he's going to do this season is, again, break his own record for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in a season. So he had 15, and he's going to break that. I think shatter it, I would say.
So you're saying like 16 to
16
20
16 to 20,
touchdowns.
That's right, yep.
I ain't going to lie, y'all predictions seem a little tame compared to mine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you went nuts, dude.
I mean, you went – can any caller top Hughes? That's the question today. That's a bold prediction. Wait a second. If Jalen Hurts has 20 rushing touchdowns,
he's vulturing touchdowns.
Well, he's going to win the MVP, too.
Oh, man, I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean, MVP?
Well, the vulture in touchdowns. We got Saquon Barkley now. Let Saquon Barkley do his thing.
Did you
thing,
draft
man.
Him in either fantasy league?
No, I didn't.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, but still.
It.
I mean, let Saquon Barkley. I guess I'm still traumatized from how he handled us last year because I did draft DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and he broke our parlays every week because we're betting on Swift touchdowns.
So, man, no. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical as we enter the season on the Eagles franchise quarterback and where he is right now and his progression, hopefully, as a star quarterback for years to come. And we're looking for an Eagles bowl prediction today. Best one we hear. I don't know if anyone tops you. Best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. All right, we'll get to what Jaws said on the morning show coming up in just a minute here. First, we start off with Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Chesapeake Inn Day, man.
Happy,
what's
happy.
Up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
Guys, I'm a little excited, as if you can't tell. Dude, the NFL kicks off tonight. Big happy birthday to one of the best producers in the world, Mr. Kyle Quinn. And I got a message for Rod. Rod, you should be at the Chesapeake Inn, so you're a little bit of a wet blanket on Kyle's birthday. But happy birthday, Kyle.
Thanks, Chris.
Hugh, get some of that crab soup, Hugh, because once I get there and I'm on my way in the car right now, it ain't going to be none left because I'm going to get
how
me
about,
the
how about,
you better
how,
put your order in soon.
How
Hugh.
About we just butcher the name of it? It's called Crab Bisque. Crab Bisque? Crab bisque, not lobster. We call it lobster soup, lobster whatever.
It was crab. You know,
well, that bowl you had last time was one of the biggest bowls of soup I've ever seen.
It's called crab bisque.
Part of our core values to mispronounce names.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but,
true.
But, you know, we had the owner sitting here, and he's like, what the hell is he talking about, lobster soup? I mean, it's crab bisque. Got to call it by its right name.
Once in a while, we have to be accurate with something said
you know
on the show.
I mean? Especially when people come and they want to order, they'll be like, where's that lobster soup they were talking
one
about?
1 minute per day accuracy on the midday show. That's our rule. Go ahead, Chris.
So, guys, here's what I got to tell you. And you know what? I'm a little fired up, so I'm just going to give it to you all at once. Here you go! Here's what's going to happen! He's going to break NFL rushing record! And he's also going to break
the NFL's running back touchdown record, and he's also in the lead. Chris Middleton, fantasy football team, the WIP, New England Championship. We're going to win the first forgotten matchup. Get ready, it's coming. We are the NFL.
Chris, we'll see you down here soon. Hopefully the voice is still with you when you make it.
I was hoping he would save that for tomorrow. But,
you don't think he's got another one in the holster for tomorrow?
Dude, I don't know. He sounded like he exhausted all of his vocal
cords.
So
I believe Chris said that Saquon Barkley is going to break the NFL rushing record and the touchdown record.
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay.
He said that.
Well,
heard him right.
If he does that, he'll win the MVP. So we have Bryce Huff winning the Defensive Player of the Year, basically. We have Jalen Hurts winning the NFL MVP. We got Saquon breaking all sorts of records. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington talking Jalen Hurts on the Midday Show. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Jeff.
Real quick, one, RIP to young Hugh. Happy birthday to Kyle. And Joe, if you were the manager of the Phillies, Bryce Harper's left elbow would not be hurting right now.
That is, you're certainly right, because he wouldn't have played yesterday.
Yeah.
He would have been on the injured list. And now we got another injury to worry about. We're all lucky that he didn't get hurt worse. When he first got hit by that pitch, I was like, oh, no, that was flush on the elbow.
Just start calling you Jostradamus.
I'm just trying to help.
I kind of like that, though. That
I'm
fits.
Trying to help the teams here. They got to listen to me. Yep. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so I'm exactly like Kyle when it comes to Jalen Hurts. I don't ever want to go into a season with the idea that they're just not going to do it. He has all the weapons around him. And, Joe, I think you put a little bit too much emphasis on the center and right guard position being new players this year. I don't think that's going to be an issue to me. But he's got all the weapons. I'm going to go into it with expecting him to do well. There's no reason to not expect him to do well. I just can't see why anybody would be skeptical.
So, look, I don't think he's going to do poorly. I mean, I want to make it clear. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a good season. The question for me is he going to go back to being close to great or great like he was 2 years ago? Like, can he show that again? I think we'd all be surprised if he's not good, right? If he plays poorly, I think we'd all be shocked. He's a good quarterback, and he's a smart quarterback. It's a matter of can he go back to that level where he was 2 years ago? Because, Jeff, it's kind of bizarre. 3 years as a starter, and there's no constant level. It's like he's been all over the place in 3 years.
But the coordinator last year, Joe, that had a lot to do with it.
Sure.
Come on.
I don't disagree. Whole offense was broken. Jeff, I don't disagree with that. And I think it – but here's the part with that I think we all have to remember. It could take Jalen a little while on the new coordinator. It didn't click right away with Steichen. When he was at different coordinators in college, it always seemed to me it took him like a month to get going. So is it tomorrow night? Is it the middle of October? I don't know when it clicks for him.
That's a good point. So here's my prediction. I'm going to say Jalen's going to have 10 rushing touchdowns, but he's going to throw for 35 touchdowns.
Whew.
And it's going to get him the MVP for the NFL.
Well, that
and
would.
The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
I love it, Jeff, man. Good phone call. So that's 45 total touchdowns for Jeff on the bowl prediction. 45.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good, the prediction. That's pretty good bowl prediction.
Yeah, it's darn good for an NFL season. All right, one of the things Jalen obviously has to do well this year is not just deliver the football where it's supposed to and on time, but he has to go through his progression, stay in the pocket. Jaws on the morning show recently talking about Jalen and like what he has to see from him this season. Here's Jaws.
Can you just detail for our listeners what from last year specifically you feel it's critical he improve upon this season?
I think most importantly, we talked about this a lot last year, Joe, when he began to slump. I think one thing that Jalen must work on is going through his progression. When the coach calls a play and is designed to get the ball to play to A.J. Brown, and you get the right coverage, boom, you drop back that fifth step, third step, whatever the timing of the route is, you know, the ball's out of your hand. When he gets the right call against the right defense, he is sensational. As I've studied him now through his career, he gets in trouble when number one isn't open. Number two is open. He's still not a quick progression reader. Now, he's not a slow blinker, but he's not as quick as you need to be to get through that progression. Now, some of it could be design of the offense. Some of it could be Jalen. Some of it could be protection. There are a lot of reasons that go into that. But I need a big improvement to see By the time that back foot hits, you have gone through your progression. You may go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very seldom do guys get to 5. But you want to be a progression reader, get the ball to your hand on time with your receivers and on time with your pass protection.
Hugh, what do you make of that? Do you think that's something that as time goes on, he'll get better at that, going through the progression? Because it feels like with Jalen in the past, it's been 1, 2, he looks, you know, his first two progressions. And if it's not there, he uses his legs, right? Mm-hmm. He runs. Feels like as he ages, he needs to get better at not just deciding to run, to maybe hang on one more second to see if someone comes open instead of just using his legs.
Yeah, it's a lot of that, man. And sometimes, you know, being a quarterback, it's a hard position to play because you're going to take some hits sometimes. But I feel like, you know, when we talk about Jalen and what he needs to be, I mean, part of it is his progression, I believe that, and how quickly he gets the ball out of his hands. But I think Howie has put him in a position and got the athletes around where that shouldn't be that big of a deal. If 1 and 2 aren't open, throw it to the outlet. Because, like, from everything that I remember about quarterbacks and being in practice and playing with Donovan, there was always an outlet. Like somebody that was coming free, because most of the time you bracket it. Like it's safe to say, A.J. Brown on the field, he's taking 2. So with that being said, somebody's 1-on-1. Somebody's 1-on-1. You just have to find that guy. And 9 times out of 10, now that I think about it, the best matchup that you're probably going to have if you're in a man-to-man situation and you got somebody bracketed is that running back out of the backfield. Because most times, if you're like that, and he leaks out, that's a defensive end's man or a linebacker. It all depends on what how you're playing your defense or whatever. So that should be your outlet, because no matter who the defensive end out there, that's supposed to be the mismatch. That is your greatest mismatch right there. That defensive lineman against a skilled running back. That's your outlet play, in my opinion.
I feel like last year, it was the biggest difference between 2022 and 2023. What happened when the play broke down? 2 years ago, he either saw something quickly, threw it quickly, Hugh, and it was a big play, or he ran, and he was really effective running. Last year, if it wasn't quick, didn't it feel like a lot of times he just threw it out of bounds, or he ran for not much? Like, it was like he got back to the line of scrimmage. It was a 1 yard loss. It was like a nothing play. They have to avoid those nothing plays. And I think sometimes that led to the interceptions, too, because he tried to force something when it wasn't there. I think if you look at the end of the season, if Jalen Hurts is one of the 10 best at getting the ball out quickly, they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. If he holds the ball too much, usually good things don't happen with that.
One of your biggest assets against a team that likes to blitz a lot is you putting them in a situation where you get those blitz beaters, those plays where they're coming after you and you dump it off, and you still hit them for positive yards, because after a while they're going to stop blitzing. They're going to, because you keep gashing them on plays where they have it dialed up and you throwing it right behind where the blitz is coming. Man, that's a long day, and it takes a special kind of defensive coordinator to still make decisions and want to stay in a situation where they're constantly getting gashed on blitz plays.
Of course.
Most of them don't want to. Like, after you blitz them like that for a while and you get them with those blitz beaters, they don't want to run them anymore.
Yeah,
they get a little conservative.
We're going to see it tomorrow night. I mean, we know the Packers are coming after them, and they got to handle it. 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. $50 gift card to the best Eagles bowl prediction we hear today. And, of course, Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles quarterback as we enter 2024? I found myself, the more I thought about it, skeptical. Hugh's very confident. Kyle's very confident. Where do you come down on Jalen Hurts as we enter the season? And, of course, here we're looking for these bold predictions. Later in the show, next hour, you'll hear from Jason Kelce, who, by the way, we found out this morning, going to be a weekly contributor to the morning show. Going to be
awesome.
In studio a lot. He was this morning. You'll hear from Jason Kelce coming up in the next hour on our show. And Nick Sirianni live from Brazil, press conference in the 12 o'clock hour today. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
I just want to say happy birthday to Kyle. That's my man. You know, enjoy your day, brother. You deserve it.
Kyle's an idiot.
Some are saying that. Now, Will, what do you got for us today? What do you think, buddy?
Listen, I've always been Kyle Taylor. Like I said, a lot of things that happen, I could put some blame on Jalen, but not all the blame. But as far as how he's going to perform this season, I think he's going to have a great season. I'm not worried about Jalen. I'm not worried about the receivers. The only ones I'm worried about is this running back situation. And I keep saying it. Y'all going to see for yourself what I've been saying. All right. But other than that, I think they're going to have a pretty good season. I think this is going to be a since we do got this running back and he can pick the blitz up and all that, I think AJ and Jalen going to have like one of the best wide receiver quarterback situation this year.
Well, they should. Well, I mean, they have chemistry. They've been together years now, and they're in the prime of their career. I mean, I don't think it'd surprise anyone if AJ has a 13, 14 touchdown kind of year. He could do that.
Yeah, definitely. I think they may stretch it a little bit more this season, man, because they got enough weapons so AJ could really get busy now. You know what I mean?
Well, he was pretty productive before anyway. So now if he takes another leap, it's superstardom. All right, Will, what do you got? So you got AJ Brown here, and is that your bold prediction? What's the bold prediction?
Yeah, I'm thinking AJ is going to have one of the best seasons of his career this year.
Love it. Career year for AJ. Will, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592.
That's kind of a cop-out, though. He just said one of the best. What does that mean?
It's not super bold. It's not Bryce Huff's going to break the all-time sack record.
No, that ain't bold. That ain't bold at all. I'm not impressed.
Will, Hugh says you're not winning the prize.
I'm not impressed. Will, I love you to death.
Not impressed.
We got a high standard here at this show.
You set the bar so high today.
I mean, you was thinking bold or ridiculous. I kind of wanted to walk the line just a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to be right there on the line.
You are on the line so far, you might fall over that line. 215-592-9494. Bold Eagles predictions for the season. Best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. And, of course, Jalen Hurts. Confident or skeptical that he returns to top form this year? 215-592-9494. Get on record. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, there we go. Now we're getting hyped up. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show, Julia, live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Next hour, you hear from Jason Kelsey, who is now a part of WIP.
He's a contributor.
I mean, he's always been part of WIP, but now he is officially. He's going to be with the morning show each week during the season, started today. You'll hear a lot of what he said coming up next hour with us about Jalen Hurts, about the team this year. That's coming up. Jason Kelsey, neck and the 12 o'clock hour. Nick Sirianni live from Brazil. His press conference, the Eagles get ready to prepare for tomorrow's game, a walkthrough today, and they play the Packers tomorrow night. Bold predictions for the Eagles season. The best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card here to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. And confident or skeptical in Jalen Hurts. So far, nobody is willing to say besides me that there's a twinge of skepticism on how great Jalen Hurts is going to play this year. Yet, 25% of our Twitter poll have that little skepticism.
Yeah, because you know what? The 25% of the pollers, yeah, they're worrywarts. They're worrying about the wrong thing. The season's about to start. We're supposed to be optimistic until we see the outcome of Friday night's game.
Optimism is totally
fine. Then we're going to be pessimistic. Whatever happens, if hopefully we're not being pessimistic.
I have a lot of optimism, too. I think they could be really good. It's just I have that for the first time in a few years, the doubt has crept back in with Jalen. Like, when he first started as a starter, we all had doubt, right? He wasn't a first-round pick. He wasn't drafted as a he was a fifth quarterback in his own class taken. No one really expected greatness. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had excitement, but I think we all had doubt. How good could the guy be? Then he exceeded all the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, for the first time in a few years, he gave us doubt on how great he is.
Well,
he did.
See, again, this is what you have to do. Take out all the drama that we had from the press conferences, take out the speculation on how the season ended and all the innuendos and you know, with the whatever, the cliches and stuff, and just look at the numbers.
So I can do that. I can move off the leadership stuff and the press conference stuff. But so if it's just the football stuff, right?
Just look at the football
stuff. So two things that I think are they're in my head as we go enter the season. The turnovers, right? Like, what happened there?
Because
he was a good decision maker, and then last year it went the other way. Maybe Kyle's right. Maybe it was a fluky turnover year. That happens.
15, my bad. 15.
The other part, though, is his legs were not as effective last year. And if he doesn't have his legs, I can't wait to watch him try to move to Mark. Can he run again and move away from pressure? Because I think that's a big part of his game, and last year he didn't have that. Ed is in Harleysville. Ed's up on WIP. What's up, Ed? Hey, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Ed. What's up, pal?
I think Jalen Hurts is going to do really good. I'm really confident with it. Jason Kelsey has a very unique snap that most quarterbacks don't like. And Cam Jurgens more technical, more traditional.
So I just want to hold on. Like, I want to make it clear. So you think a lot of the issues last year were on the Kelsey snaps?
No. Not a lot of the issues. I'm just saying it's more traditional. Quarterback gets used to it the entire time, high school, going into college, all getting a certain snap, where Kelsey is, he's even said that he snaps really unique. It's really different.
You mean on the shotgun snaps or the regular?
No.
Under center.
Behind the center.
See, you're overthinking.
Kelsey said that he can't long snap. He's not very good at it.
Yeah, and then there has been three or four over the last couple of years, I remember, that were on Kelsey, the shotgun snaps, but
Yeah,
I mean, look, there's a lot of things that the Jurgens change will kind of factor into. I hadn't really thought much about the snaps, Hugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to think about.
It is now, because we're talking about
also, he was also reading the defenses. Like, last year, Kelsey was letting him read the defenses, and there's a couple times he was like, no, yelling, saying, no, he's changing.
Well, there was a moment in the Kansas City game last year. I remember the two of them. It almost
they weren't on the same page.
Yeah, I can remember. Yeah. Jason looked back and almost shook his head. Like, Hurts was trying to say, I see this. And they all have to get on the same page. Obviously, that's what this training camp has been about. All right, so, Ed, give us a bold prediction for the 2024 Eagles. What do you got?
Philadelphia record for interceptions.
On the defense, like they said, defensive record.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun one. Ed, we appreciate it. Ed, we'll get you in the mix. I don't know what that record is. We could look that up. But how many did they have last year? They didn't have many at all. I mean, did they even have 10 interceptions as a defense last year?
Feel like it.
If you had a guess, I would guess under that.
I would probably guess so, too. I'm trying to pull it up real quick.
So I'm trying to think of ones I remember. They had one against Tua. Was that Slay against Miami? They had one in Washington. Blankenship took the ball away from Sam Howell late in the game to seal the game. But they did not have many.
The Eagles, You mean for the single season interception record?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't look that up. I was looking up like who has the most interceptions in the history of the Eagles.
Who's that?
B-Dawg and Eric Allen tied.
I was wondering how high Allen is up, because Allen has a ton of interceptions. Yeah. But I would guess last year the Eagles had to be bottom five or six in the NFL in interceptions as a team. Anthony is in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
11.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, man. I'm really confident in Jalen Hurts, man. This year is personal, man. I think he's going to bounce back, man. His ears is open, man. He hear everything everybody's saying about him, man. He's going to take this year personal, man.
You know what? 2 years ago, Anthony, I thought he did that. I thought he kind of channeled all that doubt, because there was a lot of doubt. I mean, and not just in the city, Anthony, just everywhere. I think the Eagles had doubt, right? There was questions if they're going to draft another quarterback or trade for one, and he played like an MVP after that.
Yeah, he did. And when he played like an MVP, we went to the Super Bowl. We came away from a player two, away from winning that thing, man. And I just think that this year is very personal with him, man. He's going to get back on track. And we're gonna be good.
I love it, Anthony. All right, give us a bold prediction here for the Eagles, Anthony. What are you feeling?
Bold prediction: Axeman Jr., Defensive Rookie Player of the Year.
Now that's a bold one, Anthony. Anthony, that's a good one. Hugh, what do you think of that? I mean,
I'm okay with that.
So a fifth round pick becoming Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I'm okay with that.
Probably rare. I have to look back at all the names that have won it over the years. But that's a super fun one. And if he's
going to get a chance to play.
I was going
to
say the same thing. He's probably going to get on the field. Now with the Devin White news and the skepticism, if Devin White's even going to be out there much? That Devin White thing.
Joe, you know, I don't know where my mind is, but you said seven white dudes. And I was like, seven white dudes?
Devin White thing. I mean,
you heard it too, didn't you? He heard it. You heard it. It sounded like he said seven white dudes. And I'm like, seven white dudes?
I'm looking at a
three-two. I mean, there are seven.
I am not the only person. Y'all heard the same thing.
There are seven white dudes here. No, I didn't say that.
I heard seven white dudes. And I was like, wait a minute.
Your mind this morning?
I'm not the only one that heard that. Like, I'm listening. Who else heard? Who else in the crowd heard seven white dudes? Raise your hand.
The Devin White thing.
I was like,
all right,
what are you talking
about? Hold on. Let me rename my fantasy team in our league here. Seven white dudes. I don't think I have that many on the team.
Wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute.
But with the Devin White thing, Jeremiah Trotter Hughes going to get a chance to play.
Yes, he is, Joe. Yes, he is.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, though?
Hey, it's a bold prediction. I mean, we want it bold. That is very, very bold.
I do think there's a chance we see him on the field a bunch tomorrow, right? If Devin White's not taking this trip, and he didn't take the trip to Brazil, Vic Fangio has spoken about the rotation at linebacker.
That blows my mind. But let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't think we realize how big of a deal that is. Like Elliot touched on it yesterday. We were talking to him. Buddy been taking reps
as the one
all training camp long.
Mm-hmm.
2 days before they leave for Brazil, he gets a phantom injury, and I'm using air quotes. I'm not saying he's not hurt, but it's just the timing. He's hurt, and he's not even traveling. Like, it's one thing to be hurt. It's a whole nother animal to be hurt and not traveling.
I know.
You, like, because think about it like this. Like, say, for instance, that trip. Remember when the Phillies went to London, when we were there? They were getting the passports and stuff all ready to go. Like, it takes time, and everybody has to be on a list and all of this stuff to travel. It just makes me kind of wonder, was he ever on the list to travel?
It makes me wonder if he's going to be on this team much longer. Really? A month from now, I don't know if Devin White's on this football team. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on the Midday Show. We'll keep taking your phone calls at 11 o'clock hour. Bold Eagles prediction.
Everybody heard seven white dudes. Yeah, wasn't the only one.
I did not. Well, Kyle's producing it.
I'm telling you.
To be fair, there are seven white dudes here in front of us. I mean, my mind wasn't counting, but I think that's probably accurate.
It's time to go to break.
Best bold prediction today wins. And we'll replay the best of Jason Kelce of the Morning Show, plus something he said in his podcast, but what Jalen Hurts said on WIP. All next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What are we expecting this year?
No excuses. No excuses out of Jalen Hurts in this offense, because if it struggles or it doesn't kind of execute the way that they should, it's going to fall on Jalen's shoulders without blame anywhere else. This is an offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. That's fantastic. He's at top five offenses. It's going to be a top five offensive line. They got the best wide receiver trio in football. And I would make the argument the best skill group when you add in Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley in football. Everything is in place for Jalen Hurts to have a big time season.
No excuses, says Dan Orlovsky, for Jalen Hurts this season. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Come on down, have lunch with us as we talk Eagles. The start of the season is tomorrow. Actually, starts tonight, the NFL season.
Dang.
We'll do some predictions for the NFL season later in the show there. But Dan Orlovsky, he was saying no excuses for the Eagles offense.
I mean, none.
I think that's mostly accurate. I mean, the only thing...
No, that's definitely accurate.
Well, I mean, I do think there is a little bit of, we'll see what's going on with the right guard and the new center situation. That's the only spot on the offense.
Even with that, Joe, if the guy that's pulling the trigger looks off or this offense is not clicking, because like I've said, there are ways that you can scheme around a bad guard or bad guard play or bad offensive line play. There are ways you can scheme around that. The biggest thing that would potentially hurt is the running game when you got guys shooting gaps, you know, tackling the running back when he gets the ball and stuff like that. But you can scheme around bad offensive line play. But if this offense, if Jalen's not hitting the spots with these quick outs and these hot reads and all this other stuff, then, yeah, that's definitely going to fall on his shoulders, because the way that I look at this offense is that there should always be an outlet. There should, like, as a guy that doesn't know what offense they're running, when I look at this skill set, there should never be a time where there isn't an open receiver where Jalen needs to throw the ball to. Never. When you talk about the skill positions that we have, when you tell me Dallas Goedert, Jahan Dotson, skinny Batman, thick Batman, when you tell me you got all these weapons and Saquon Barkley, if you got those five guys and nobody's open, then you have to look at the quarterback.
Well, it all comes back to him. I mean, I agree with you on that. The end of the season, based on where they rank offensively and wins and all that, it will come back to Jalen Hurts. Where do you come down? Get on the record as the season starts. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles quarterback playing at a super high level? 215-592-9494. Hugh is confident. Kyle's tired of being skeptical. And as a Jalen Hurts guy, I don't even know if I can hold that title anymore. If I lost it, I mean, the polygraph came back.
You're having a little crisis.
I am having
You're
a
having crisis.
Crisis
right now, right and before
I,
the season starts.
I need Jalen Hurts to go out there and play like he did 2 years ago and make all my skepticism go away here. Confident or skeptical, where are you on the Eagles quarterback? 215-592-9494. All right, we'll take your phone calls here. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn. We'll get to Jaws as well. Jaws says something really interesting about Jalen and what he has to do on the morning show recently. But, Hugh, we have a prize to give away today. We're here at the Chesapeake Inn. We love it here.
Great. Hughes calls?
No, not today.
Oh, yeah, maybe,
you
okay.
Know, you're right.
Did
you have a good one planned? Is that what it was?
I did have one. I had one that was going to make some more people irritated with me today.
Well, you can't do that at the start of the season. You can't make people angry. All right.
Why not? I got to be consistently inconsistent.
Do you want to tell us what it was, or do you want to hold it for another day?
I'll hold it because it might be a good one.
Okay, just back pocket that one. Here's how we're going to give away the prize today. $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. All right, we're looking today for your boldest Eagles prediction. When I say bold, I want bold. Like, if you call in and say the Eagles are going to go 10-7, guys, you're not winning the gift card. That's not bold. That's not bold. That is probably going to happen. 10-7, 11-6. That feels like a range of outcomes for the Eagles. We're looking for a bold Eagles prediction. All right, let's start it off. Let's give everyone a feel for what we're feeling. Hugh, you seem like you had a spicy one.
I got a hot spicy.
All right,
take
what is your bold 2024 Eagles prediction?
Bryce Huff, the guy that we don't know whether or not he could play every down.
Well, for the record, Vic Fangio doesn't know if he can
play. Well, yeah, okay, Vic Fangio. The one that we have been speculating for the longest, whether or not he could play every down. You ready for this one, Joe?
I'm ready.
You wanted to go bold.
Bold.
Go big. He is going to break the single-season sack record.
You mean like the Eagles single-season sack?
No, I mean the single Michael Strahan.
The NFL single-season sack record?
The Green Bay Packers.
Holy moly.
The Green Bay Packers Michael Strahan record. He's going to break the single-season sack
record. The one where Brett Favre sat down?
Yes. He's going to break it.
He did sit down, by the way.
He's going to break it. He's going to break the single-season sack record.
Bryce Huff's going to have like 22-plus sacks.
Why are you still questioning me about what I just said?
I just want to make sure.
You said hot taking. You said flaming, hot taking.
I said bold. Hill.
Okay, that's bold. It don't get no bolder than that. It don't get no bolder than that.
Did the bar open here yet?
Not yet, but I was kind of wondering, is it too early to be drinking vodka? wait a minute, did I just say that on air?
You did, you did.
Are the bosses listening?
I'm not drinking, by the way.
I'm not drinking.
No, no one thought that except maybe that prediction. Is. All right, I mean, I asked for bold.
I'm out the box hot.
You smoking crack. 30, is like a 38 great hot.
All right, 38 hot. I'll go next, and comparatively to Hugh, they're all going to be tame today. I love that prediction, by the way, Hugh. He's your guy. All right, my bold prediction. I'm staying on defense, Hugh. I'm going with one of the young guys.
Okay.
Quinyon Mitchell isn't just going to play and start. Quinyon Mitchell is going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That's not that bold, though, Joe. That feels like that's more feasible.
It's pretty rare corners win the award, though.
Yeah, you're right.
It's more of a pass rusher award.
Sauce, didn't he win it?
I think Sauce did win it a couple of years ago. But
yeah.
When I think of defensive rookie, I think linebackers and sacks, right?
Yeah.
Like stat-wise.
Something you get tangible.
Yeah, I think as a corner, you need to have a lot of interceptions or just be totally dominant. And I haven't heard Vic Fangio be as effusive in praise of anyone this summer as Quinyon. Every time Quinyon comes up, he talks about how much he loves the guy. I'm picking him for the defensive rookie of the year. By the way, you could bet on it, FanDuel 16-1. All right, so we got Bryce Huff breaking the single season NFL sack record.
Single season.
Boy, Howie Roseman would just be looking like the biggest genius in the NFL.
100%, man.
It'd be unbelievable. So that's Hugh's bold prediction. I'm going Quinyon Mitchell, defensive rookie of the year. Kyle, what do you got for us? Bold Eagles prediction for the season.
So in my head, driving here, I had two at the top of my mind. I'm throwing them both away. This is a Jalen Hurts confidence day. You know how Jalen in training camp broke the record for attempts without an interception?
Of course. It was one of the biggest things in the NFL.
He broke his own record.
That's right.
What he's going to do this season is, again, break his own record for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in a season. So he had 15, and he's going to break that. I think shatter it, I would say.
So you're saying like 16 to 20?
16 to 20. That's right, yep.
I ain't going to lie. Y'all predictions seem a little tame compared to mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, you went nuts, dude.
I mean, you went – can any caller top Hughes? That's the question today. That's a bold prediction. Wait a second. If Jalen Hurts has 20 rushing touchdowns,
he's vulturing touchdowns.
Well, he's going to win the MVP, too.
Oh, man. I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean, MVP?
Well, the vulture in touchdowns. We got Saquon Barkley now. Let Saquon Barkley do his thing.
Did you draft him in either fantasy league?
No, I didn't.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, but still. I mean, let Saquon Barkley. I guess I'm still traumatized from how he handled us last year, because I did draft DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and he broke our parlays every week because we're betting on Swift touchdowns.
So, man, no. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical as we enter the season on the Eagles franchise quarterback and where he is right now and his progression, hopefully as a star quarterback for years to come. And we're looking for an Eagles bowl prediction today. Best one we hear. I don't know if anyone tops you. Best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. All right, we'll get to what Jaws said on the morning show coming up in just a minute here. First, we start off with Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Chesapeake Inn Day, man.
Happy,
What's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
Guys, I'm a little excited, as if you can't tell. Dude, the NFL kicks off tonight. Big happy birthday to one of the best producers in the world, Mr. Kyle Quinn. And I got a message for Rod. Rod, you should be at the Chesapeake Inn, so you need a little bit of a wet blanket on Kyle's birthday. But happy birthday, Kyle.
Thanks, Chris.
Hugh, get some of that crab soup, Hugh, because once I get there and I'm on my way in the car right now, it ain't going to be none left because I'm going to get
how
these
about, how
you better how, put your order in soon.
How about
Hugh?
We just butcher the name of it? It's called crab bisque. Crab bisque? Crab bisque, not lobster. We call it lobster soup, lobster whatever.
It was crab. You know,
well, that bowl you had last time was one of the biggest bowls of soup I've ever seen.
It's called crab
bisque. Part of our core values to mispronounce names.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but, you know, we have the owner sitting here, and he's like, what the hell is he talking about, lobster soup? I mean, it's crab bisque. I got to kind of, you know, got to call it by his right name.
Once in a while, we have to be accurate with something said on the show.
I mean? Especially when people come and they want to order, they'll be like, where's that lobster soup they were talking about?
1 minute per day accuracy on the midday show. That's our rule. Go ahead, Chris.
So, guys, here's what I got to tell you. And you know what? I'm a little fired up, so I'm just going to give it to you all at once. Hit it, Kyle! Here's what's going to happen. He's going to break the NFL rushing record, and he's also going to break the NFL running back touchdown record, and he's also going to lead Chris from Middletown Fantasy Football Team on WIP.
to a championship. We're going to win. The Bears forgot nothing. Get ready. It's coming. We are the Eagles.
Chris, we'll see you down here soon. Hopefully the voice is still with you when you make it.
I was hoping he would save that for tomorrow. But,
you know. But no, you don't think he's got another one in the holster for tomorrow?
Dude, I don't know. That was, he sounded like he exhausted all of his vocal
cords.
So
I believe Chris said that Saquon Barkley is going to break the NFL rushing record and the touchdown record.
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay.
He said that.
Well,
heard him right.
If he does that, he'll win the MVP. So we have Bryce Huff winning the Defensive Player of the Year, basically. We have Jalen Hurts winning the NFL MVP. We got Saquon breaking all sorts of records. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington talking Jalen Hurts on the Midday Show. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Jeff.
Real quick, one, RIP to young Hugh. Happy birthday to Kyle. And Joe, if you were the manager of the Phillies, Bryce Harper's left elbow would not be hurting right now.
That is, you're certainly right, because he wouldn't have played yesterday.
Yeah.
He would have been on the injured list. And now we got another injury to worry about. We're all lucky that he didn't get hurt worse. When he first got hit by that pitch, I was like, oh, no, that was flush on the elbow.
Just start calling you Jostradamus.
I'm just trying to help.
I kind of like that, though. That's
I'm trying to help the teams here. They got to listen to me. Yep. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so I'm exactly like Kyle when it comes to Jalen Hurts. I don't ever want to go into a season with the idea that they're just not going to do it. He has all the weapons around him. And, Joe, I think you put a little bit too much emphasis on the center and right guard position being new players this year. I don't think that's going to be an issue to me. But he's got all the weapons. I'm going to go into it with expecting him to do well. There's no reason to not expect him to do well. I just can't see why anybody would be skeptical.
So, look, I don't think he's going to do poorly. I mean, I want to make it clear. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a good season. The question for me is he going to go back to being close to great or great like he was 2 years ago? Like, can he show that again? I think we'd all be surprised if he's not good, right? If he plays poorly, I think we'd all be shocked. He's a good quarterback, and he's a smart quarterback. It's a matter of can he go back to that level where he was 2 years ago? Because, Jeff, it's kind of bizarre. 3 years as a starter, and there's no constant level. It's like he's been all over the place in 3 years.
But the coordinator last year, Joe, that had a lot to do with it.
Sure.
Come on.
I don't disagree. Whole offense was broken. Jeff, I don't disagree with that. And I think it – but here's the part with that I think we all have to remember. It could take Jalen a little while on the new coordinator. It didn't click right away with Steichen. When he was at different coordinators in college, it always seemed to me it took him like a month to get going. So is it tomorrow night? Is it the middle of October? I don't know when it clicks for him.
That's a good point. So here's my prediction. I'm going to say Jalen's going to have 10 rushing touchdowns, but he's going to throw for 35 touchdowns, and it's going to get him the MVP for the NFL.
Well, that
and
would.
The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
I love it, Jeff, man. Good phone call. So that's 45 total touchdowns for Jeff on the bowl prediction. 45.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good, the prediction. It's pretty good, bold prediction.
Yeah, it's darn good for an NFL season. All right, one of the things Jalen obviously has to do well this year is not just deliver the football where it's supposed to and on time, but he has to go through his progression, stay in the pocket. Jaws on the morning show recently talking about Jalen and like what he has to see from him this season. Here's Jaws.
Can you just detail for our listeners what from last year specifically you feel it's critical he improve upon this season?
I think most importantly, we talked about this a lot last year, Joe, when East began to slump. I think one thing that Jalen must work on is going through his progression. When the coach calls a play and is designed to get the ball to play to A.J. Brown, and you get the right coverage, boom, you drop back that fifth step, third step, whatever the timing of the route is, you know, the ball's out of your hand. When he gets the right call against the right defense, he is sensational. As I've studied him now through his career, he gets in trouble when number one isn't open. Number two is an open. He's still not a quick progression reader. Now, he's not a slow blinker, but he's not as quick as you need to be to get through that progression. Now, some of it could be design of the offense. Some of it could be Jalen. Some of it could be protection. There are a lot of reasons that go into that. But I need a big improvement to see by the time that back foot hits, you have gone through your progression. You may go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very seldom do guys get to 5. But you want to be a progression reader, get the ball to your hand on time with your receivers and on time with your pass protection.
Hugh, what do you make of that? Do you think that's something that as time goes on, he'll get better at that, going through the progression? Because it feels like with Jalen in the past, it's been 1-2, he looks, you know, his first two progressions. And if it's not there, he uses his legs, right? Mm-hmm. He runs. Feels like as he ages, he needs to get better at not just deciding to run, to maybe hang on one more second to see if someone comes open instead of just using his legs.
Yeah, it's a lot of that, man. And sometimes, you know, being a quarterback, it's a hard position to play because you're going to take some hits sometimes. But I feel like, you know, when we talk about Jalen and what he needs to be, I mean, part of it is his progression, I believe that, and how quickly he gets the ball out of his hands. But I think Howie has put him in a position and got the athletes around where that shouldn't be that big of a deal. If 1 and 2 aren't open, throw it to the outlet. Because, like, from everything that I remember about quarterbacks and being in practice and playing with Donovan, there was always an outlet. Like, somebody that was coming free, because most of the time you bracket it. Like it's safe to say, A.J. Brown on the field, he's taking two. So with that being said, somebody's one-on-one. Somebody's one-on-one. You just have to find that guy. And 9 times out of 10, now that I think about it, the best matchup that you're probably going to have if you're in a man-to-man situation and you got somebody bracketed is that running back out of the backfield. Because that most times, if you're like that and he leaks out, that's a defensive end's man or a linebacker. It all depends on what how you're playing your defense or whatever. So that should be your outlet, because no matter who the defensive end out there, that's supposed to be the mismatch. That is your greatest mismatch right there. That defensive lineman against a skilled running back. That's your outlet play, in my opinion.
I feel like last year it was the biggest difference between 2022 and 2023. What happened when the play broke down? 2 years ago, he either saw something quickly, threw it quickly, Hugh, and it was a big play, or he ran and he was really effective running. Last year, if it wasn't quick, didn't it feel like a lot of times he just threw it out of bounds, or he ran for not much? Like, it was like he got back to the line of scrimmage. It was a 1 yard loss. You know, it was like a nothing play. They have to avoid those nothing plays. And I think sometimes that led to the interceptions, too, because he tried to force something when it wasn't there. I think if you look at the end of the season, if Jalen Hurts is one of the 10 best at getting the ball out quickly, they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. If he holds the ball too much, usually good things don't happen with that.
One of your biggest assets against a team that likes to blitz a lot is you – putting them in a situation where you get those blitz beaters, those plays where they're coming after you and you dump it off, mm-hmm. and you still hit them for positive yards, because after a while they're going to stop blitzing. They're going to, because you keep gashing them on plays where they have it dialed up and you throwing it right behind where the blitz is coming. Man, that's a long day, and it takes a special kind of defensive coordinator to still make decisions and want to stay in a situation where they're constantly getting gashed on blitz plays.
Of course.
Most of them don't want to. Like, after you blitz them like that for a while and you get them with those blitz beaters, they don't want to run them anymore.
Yeah,
they get a little conservative.
We're going to see it tomorrow night. I mean, we know the Packers are coming after them, and they got to handle it. 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. $50 gift card to the best Eagles Bowl prediction we hear today. And, of course, Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles quarterback as we enter 2024? I found myself, the more I thought about it, skeptical. Hugh's very confident. Kyle's very confident. Where do you come down on Jalen Hurts as we enter the season? And, of course, here we're looking for these bold predictions. Later in the show, next hour, you'll hear from Jason Kelce, who, by the way, we found out this morning, going to be a weekly contributor to the morning show. Going to be
awesome.
In studio a lot. He was this morning. You'll hear from Jason Kelce coming up in the next hour on our show. And Nick Sirianni live from Brazil, press conference in the 12 o'clock hour today. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
I just want to say happy birthday to Kyle. That's my man. You know, enjoy your day, brother. You deserve it.
Kyle's an idiot.
Some are saying that. Now, Will, what do you got for us today? What do you think, buddy?
Listen, I've always been Kyle Jalen. Like I said, a lot of things that happen, I could put some blame on Jalen, but not all the blame. But as far as how he's going to perform this season, I think he's going to have a great season. I'm not worried about Jalen. I'm not worried about the receivers. The only ones I'm worried about is this running back situation. And I keep saying it. Y'all going to see for yourself what I've been saying, all right? But other than that, I think they're going to have a pretty good season. I think this is going to be since we do got this running back and he can pick the blitz up and all that, I think AJ and Jalen going to have, like,
one of the best wide receiver quarterback situation this year.
Well, they should. Well, I mean, they have chemistry. They've been together years now, and they're in the prime of their career. I mean, I don't think it'd surprise anyone if AJ has a 13, 14 touchdown kind of year. He could do that.
Yeah, definitely. I think they may stretch it a little bit more this season, man, because they got enough weapons so AJ could really get busy now. You know what I mean?
Well, and he was pretty productive before anyway. So now if he takes another leap, it's superstardom. All right, Will, what do you got? So you got AJ Brown here, and is that your bold prediction? What's the bold prediction?
Yeah, I'm thinking AJ is going to have one of the best seasons of his career this year.
Love it. Career year for AJ. Will, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592.
That's kind of a cop-out, though. He just said one of the best. What does that mean?
It's not super bold. It's not Bryce Huff's going to break the all-time sack record.
No, that ain't bold. That ain't bold at all. I'm not impressed.
Will, Hugh says you're not winning the prize.
I'm not impressed. Will, I love you to death.
Not impressed.
We got a high standard here
at
this
show. You set the bar so high today.
I mean, you was thinking bold or ridiculous. I kind of wanted to walk the line just a little bit. Yeah. I like to be right there on the line.
You are on the line so far, you might fall over that line. 215-592-9494. Bold Eagles predictions for the season. Best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. And, of course, Jalen Hurts. Confident or skeptical that he returns to top form this year? 215-592-9494. Get on record. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, there we go. Now we're getting hyped up. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Next hour, you'll hear from Jason Kelce, who is now a part of WIP.
He's a contributor.
I mean, he's always been part of WIP, but now he is officially. He's going to be with the morning show each week during the season. Started today. You'll hear a lot of what he said coming up next hour with us about Jalen Hurts, about the team this year. That's coming up. Jason Kelce, Nick, and the 12 o'clock hour, Nick Sirianni, live from Brazil. His press conference, the Eagles get ready to prepare for tomorrow's game, a walkthrough today, and they play the Packers tomorrow night. Bold predictions for the Eagles season. Best one we hear today wins a $50 gift card here to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. And confident or skeptical in Jalen Hurts. So far, nobody is willing to say besides me that there's a twinge of skepticism on how great Jalen Hurts is going to play this year. Yet, 25% of our Twitter poll have that little skepticism.
Yeah, because you know what? The 25% of the pollers, yeah, they're worrywarts. They're worrying about the wrong thing. The season's about to start. We're supposed to be optimistic until we see the outcome of Friday night's game.
Optimism is totally
fine.
Then
we're going to be pessimistic. Whatever happens, if hopefully we're not being pessimistic.
I have a lot of optimism, too. I think they could be really good. It's just I have that for the first time in a few years, the doubt has crept back in with Jalen. Like when he first started as a starter, we all had doubt, right? He wasn't a first-round pick. He wasn't drafted as he was a fifth quarterback in his own class taken. No one really expected greatness. Mm-hmm. And then, I had excitement, but I think we all had doubt. How good could the guy be? Then he exceeded all the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, for the first time in a few years, he gave us doubt on how great he is.
Well,
he did.
See, again, this is what you have to do. Take out all the drama that we had from the press conferences, take out the speculation on how the season ended and all the innuendos and with the whatever the cliches and stuff, and just look at the numbers.
So I can do that. I can move off the leadership stuff and the press conference stuff. But so if it's just the football stuff, right?
Just look at the football stuff.
So two things that I think are they're in my head as we go into the season. The turnovers, right? What happened there?
Because
he was a good decision maker, and then last year it went the other way. Maybe
yes.
Kyle's right. Maybe it was a fluky turnover year. That
15,
happens.
15, my bad. 15.
The other part, though, is Hugh, his legs were not as effective last year. And if he doesn't have his legs, I can't wait to watch him try to move to Mark. Can he run again and move away from pressure? Because I think that's a big part of his game, and last year he didn't have that. Ed is in Harleysville. Ed's up on WIP. What's up, Ed? Hey, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Ed. What's up, pal?
I think Jalen Hurts is going to do really good. I'm really confident with it. Jason Kelce has a very unique snap that most quarterbacks don't like. And Cam Jurgens is more technical, more traditional.
So I just I want to make it clear. So you think a lot of the issues last year were on the Kelce snaps?
No. Not a lot of the issues. I'm just saying it's more traditional. Quarterback gets used to it the entire time, high school, going into college, all getting a certain snap, where Kelce is, he's even said that he snaps
really unique. It's really different.
You mean on the shotgun snaps or the regular?
No, no.
Under center.
Behind the center.
See, you're overthinking.
Kelsey said that he can't long snap. He's not very good at it.
Yeah, and then there has been three or four over the last couple of years. I remember that we're on Kelsey, the shotgun snaps. But, look, there's a lot of things that the Juergens change will kind of factor into. I hadn't really thought much about the snaps, Hugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to think about.
It is now because we're talking about
also,
it.
He was also reading the defenses. Like, last year, Kelsey was letting him read the defenses, and there's a couple times he was like, no, yelling, saying, no, he's changing.
Well, there was a moment in the Kansas City game last year. I remember the two of them. It almost
they went on the same page.
Yeah, I can remember. Yeah, Jason looked back and almost shook his head. Like Hurts was trying to say, "I see this," and they all have to get on the same page. Obviously, that's what this training camp's been about. All right, so Ed, give us a bold prediction for the 2024 Eagles. What do you got?
Philadelphia record for interceptions
on the defense. Like they set a defensive record.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun one. Ed, we appreciate it. Ed, we'll get you in the mix. I don't know what that record is. We could look that up. But how many did they have last year? They didn't have many at all. I mean, did they even have 10 interceptions as a defense last year?
It doesn't feel like it.
If you had a guess, I would guess under that.
Probably guess so, too. I'm trying to pull it up real quick.
So I'm trying to think of ones I remember. They had one against Tua. Was that Slay against Miami? They had one in Washington. Blankenship took the ball away from Sam Howell late in the game to seal the game. But they did not have many.
The Eagles? You mean for the single-season interception record?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't look that up. I was looking up, like, who has the most interceptions in the history of the Eagles.
Who's that?
B-Dawg and Eric Allen tied.
I was wondering how high Allen is up, because Allen has a ton of interceptions. Yeah. But I would guess last year the Eagles had to be bottom five or six in the NFL in interceptions as a team. Anthony is in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
11.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, man. I'm really confident in Jalen Hurts, man. This year is personal, man. I think he's going to bounce back, man. His ears is open, man. He hear everything everybody's saying about him, man. He's going to take this year personally, man.
You know what? 2 years ago, Anthony, I thought he did that. I thought he kind of channeled all that doubt, because there was a lot of doubt. I mean, and not just in the city, Anthony, just everywhere. I think the Eagles had doubt, right? There was questions if they're going to draft another quarterback or trade for one, and he played like an MVP after that.
Yeah, he did. And when he played like an MVP, we went to the Super Bowl. We came away from a player too, away from winning that thing, man. And I just think that this year is very personal with him, man. He's going to get back on track, and we're going to be good.
I love it, Anthony. All right, give us a bold prediction here for the Eagles, Anthony. What are you feeling?
Bold prediction. Axeman Jr., defensive rookie player of the year.
Now, that's a bold one, Anthony. Anthony, that's a good one. Hugh, what do you think of that? I mean,
I'm okay with that.
So a fifth-round pick becoming defensive rookie of the year.
I'm okay with that.
Probably rare. I have to look back at all the names that have won it over the years. But that's a super fun one. And if he's
going to get a chance to play.
I was going
to
say the same thing. He's probably going to get on the field. Now with the Devin White news and the skepticism, if Devin White's even going to be out there much. That Devin White thing.
Joe, you know, I don't know where my mind is, but you said seven white dudes. And I was like, seven white dudes?
Devin White thing. I mean,
you heard it too, didn't you hear it? He heard it. You heard it. It sounded like he said seven white dudes. And I'm like, seven white dudes?
I'm looking at the three.
I mean, there are seven.
I am not the only person. Y'all heard the same thing, didn't
there you? There are seven white dudes here.
No,
I didn't say that,
I heard, but I heard seven white dudes. And I was like, wait a minute.
Your mind this morning?
I'm not the only one that heard that. Like, I'm listening. Who else heard? Who else in the crowd heard seven white dudes? Raise your hand.
The Devin White thing.
I thought he said. I was like,
all right,
what are you talking
hold
about?
On. Let me rename my fantasy team in our league here. Seven white dudes. I don't know if I have
girth.
That many on the team.
Wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute.
But with the Devin White thing, Jeremiah Trotter, he was going to get a chance to play.
Yes, he is, Joe. Yes, he is.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, though.
Hey, it's a bold prediction. I mean, we want it bold. That is very, very bold.
I do think there's a chance we see him on the field a bunch tomorrow, right? If Devin White's not on the – Devin White, not what you're thinking. If Devin White's not taking this trip, and he didn't take the trip to Brazil, Vic Fangio has spoken about the rotation at linebacker.
That blows – but let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't think we realize how big of a deal that is. Like Elliot touched on it yesterday when we were talking to him. Buddy been taking reps –
as the one.
All training camp long.
Mm-hmm.
2 days before they leave for Brazil, he gets a phantom injury, and I'm using air quotes. I'm not saying he's not hurt, but it's just the timing. He's hurt, and he's not even traveling. Like, it's one thing to be hurt. It's a whole nother animal to be hurt and not traveling.
I know.
You, like, because think about it like this. Like, say, for instance, that remember when the Phillies went to London? When we were there, they were getting the passports and stuff all ready to go. Like, it takes time, and everybody has to be on a list and all of this stuff to travel. It just makes me kind of wonder, was he ever on the list to travel?
It makes me wonder if he's going to be on this team much longer. Then, really? A month from now, I don't know if Devin White's on this football team. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on the Midday Show. We'll keep taking your phone calls at 11 o'clock hour. Bold Eagles prediction.
Everybody heard seven white dudes. That wasn't the only one.
I did not. Well, Kyle's producing it.
I'm telling you. Like,
I mean, to be fair, there are seven white dudes here in front of us. I mean, my mind wasn't counting, but I think that's probably accurate.
It's time to go to break.
Best bold prediction today wins. And we'll replay the best of Jason Kelce of the Morning Show, plus something he said in his podcast, but what Jalen Hurts said on WIP. All next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.